Q94, it's your Mountain of Rock, and the Coaches Show continues as we head into Texas County. Houston High School, talk with the 8-2 Houston Tigers head coach, Eric Sloan. Hey, Coach, how we doing?
Hey, I'm great. How about yourself?
Fantastic. Well, last week you picked up that win and to advance in the district tournament. Take us through that.
I think we played really well in all phases of the game. It was just a good night of physical football, and we got the pass game going through for just shy of 200. Had a good night all around. Had six or seven kids that carried the ball and did a great job with that. Our offensive line got back to doing what we had done before. Looked like we were communicating up front, and that was causing us to go. So, it was just a great night of football.
Well, here it is. It was week 10, first round district. Cats out of the bag. Your opponents know that you're going to pound the ball, and they're going to really fill the box up on you, aren't they?
They are. And Wyatt, throws the ball pretty well. We got some receivers that can catch. And, we haven't thrown the ball a great deal. That's something that I would like to do more of, but boy, it seems like you get in the game and if it's not broke, don't fix it. So, don't try to reinvent the wheel there. But I don't know what our stats were. He was 14 of 17, something like that, for just shy of 200 yards and three or four touchdowns. So, he had a great night, and our receivers did a good job. Our offensive line did a good job of keeping him clean. So, if we keep him upright, he can do good things with his arm.
Well, and picked up win number 8. How long has it been since the Houston Tigers could say, we got 8 wins in a year?
I'm not sure. 2008 was the last time we had a winning season. So they went 6-5 then. I know the Beechler days.
Yeah.
They'd probably been 9-3 or 10-3, something like that. But yeah, 6-5 in 08, that was the last winning season that it's had here in Houston.
Well, it feels pretty good, and I'm sure the boys are very proud. How's the locker room?
The locker room's great. It's been great all year. Starting the summer. I mean, it was just great. I mean, when you see them at football or you see them in town at Hardee's, I mean, they're just hanging out together, and that's what good teams do. They're buddies and they hang out and they do things outside of school, and I think that's just kind of what we got going on. It's just a tight knit group, and the chemistry is great. Everybody gets along. I mean, seniors and freshmen. I mean, everybody just likes everybody, and when you have an atmosphere like that, it's fun to be around, and stuff like that's contagious. So hopefully we catch the fever and keep on to it for a long time around here.
Well, tonight, or well, pre-evening, 5:00 kickoff right here on Q94. The Houston Tigers will travel back to Mountain Grove to take on the Panthers. And that first meeting, it was odd. It was a 1:00 kickoff. And turnovers, penalties, there are some things that needed to be cleaned up. And here it is, week 2. How has the week of preparation gone to get ready for this contest at 5:00?
I think it's been good. It's one of those deals people want to talk about game change or whatever. I mean, we played them at 1:00 the last time, and, there was some negative publicity about it, but I mean, the reasoning behind it was we're going to get more kids involved and bring kids to the game, and try to make it about the kids. And it was a really cool atmosphere. It was a really good thing. It was different, and sometimes we struggle with change, and that's okay. But it's been a great week of practice. It'll be a 5:00 game. We played on a Saturday this year. We played a 1:00 game on a Friday. I mean, it doesn't matter when we're going to play. We'll just line up and tee it up and kick it off. But, we've done a good job staying focused this week in practice, and hopefully we can translate that to the ball game.
Well, looking at game film last week for Mountain Grove and Donovan, you're not really going to get much out of that. What films have you studied to get ready? And no disrespect, you know. I mean, but
no,
there, I mean,
no, none.
You know, but seriously, I mean, as a coach, there's really nothing you can get out of that, is there?
No, there really isn't. You know, Mount Grove got their kids out early, so I mean, it's a great game to get some work done and get some kids out of the game and keep them healthy and get some younger kids to get a little Friday Night Light experience. And, mm-hmm. I think there's definitely pros to it as well as a coach, because you know, you do get a lot of kids playing time on a Friday night on a big stage, and then you get your get some work for your ones, and then get them out and keep them healthy. And you know, as an opposing coach, that film doesn't help us a whole lot. You know, Donovan struggled a little bit, and you know, you look at the sideline, they got six or seven kids standing over there. So you know, I know it's a pretty new program and struggling to get going. But you know, we need to look at some film from conference games, and more importantly, what happened the last time that we played them, and things that we didn't do very good on, and what can we improve, and what did they do? What did they have a lot of success on, and how can we try to neutralize that just a little bit to slow their offensive attack down, because they got several weapons. So you know, pick your poison and see which one you're going to try to contain a little bit.
Well, I mean, I think the biggest glowing neon sign is protect the football this time.
I think you know, we hadn't put the ball on the ground or had any turnovers leading up to the Mountain Grove game. I think they presented us with a little bit up front, and you know, we're trying to run the option, and we just had a bad exchange a couple different times from quarterback to, I think Anthony Carroll was our back on both of those, and he clamped down. We tried to pull it and put the ball on the ground, and you know, it's tough to do that. And then we threw a pick a little bit later, and it's tough to do that against a quality team like Mountain Grove and be successful. And you know, we couldn't get off the field defensively. They did a great job offensively, just moving the chains and just eating up a ton of time. And you know, as an offensive guy, you get really frustrated when you can't get back out there and get going. And Coach Rogers and his group, they just did a great job of keeping the ball away from us and just chewing up the clock. And every time they did that, they come away with points, it seemed like. And you know, I don't know. We'd have to look at the results again, but I'm not sure that they turned the ball over. They just did a lot of things right. And you know, I think we had something like 29 total plays of offense. And it's tough to win ball games when you can't stay out on the field offensively.
Well, and the win today is going to definitely change the game plan for about every coach that likes to throw the ball.
Yeah, I hope it is windy, and I hope there's sideways rain and all the things. You know, that could help contain some of the dudes that they've got over there. You know, but they can run it, they can throw it, but you know, the quarterback, he's nasty. You know, he makes good decisions. He throws a pretty ball, and they've got a couple speedsters that can run under it and catch it. And you know, as far as putting it on the money, he does a great job of putting it where it needs to go. And so hopefully the win will be in our favor and help neutralize him just a little bit. Maybe help us add a 12th defender there.
For sure. Well, Coach Sloan, good luck tonight. Again, folks, you can catch that game right here on Q94, the Mountain of Rock, and 5 p.m. kickoff. Coach, good luck, and we'll talk with you next week.
All right. Thanks. Good.